Building a detached garage? Do you need a permit? Find out here. Investing in a detached garage is an excellent way to increase storage space, protect vehicles, and even add value to your home. However, before you finalize the purchase, it's crucial to understand local zoning laws and permit requirements. Do you need a permit to build a detached garage? Yes, but navigating these regulations can feel overwhelming. However, skipping this step can lead to costly mistakes, delays, or even fines. This guide will walk you through the key zoning rules, permit application process, and tips to streamline approvals, ensuring your detached garage purchase runs smoothly from start to finish. Why zoning and permits matter for detached garages. Do you need a permit to build a detached garage? Yes. Every city and county has zoning rules in place to keep neighborhoods safe and well-organized. These regulations might seem like extra steps, but they help prevent headaches down the road, like unexpected fines or having to redo part of your project. By understanding and following the guidelines, you're protecting your investment and making sure your new detached garage fits seamlessly into your community. Create a secure, functional garage space. Zoning laws are designed to maintain safety and order in residential areas. Regulations dictate how far a detached garage must be from property lines, utility lines, and drainage systems to prevent hazards like flooding, electrical issues, or structural instability. Additionally, adhering to zoning laws helps keep family backyards safe. These regulations ensure your garage doesn't encroach on play areas, gardens, or pathways, making outdoor spaces more enjoyable for everyone. Maintain curb appeal and property value. In many neighborhoods, zoning codes help keep things looking uniform and well-maintained. That means your detached garage may need to match or complement your home's style to blend in and maintain curb appeal. If you're part of an HOA, there might be even more design rules to follow, like specific colors, materials, or placement restrictions. Ignoring these guidelines could lead to fines or even being forced to make costly changes after the fact. A little research up front can save a lot of hassle later. Avoiding fines and delays. One of the biggest risks of skipping zoning and permit approvals is facing unexpected fines, forced changes, or even tearing down the structure. A project that doesn't meet local regulations can lead to legal issues, delays, and extra expenses that could have been avoided with proper planning. By securing the right permits and following zoning laws, you protect your investment and avoid the hassle of dealing with non-compliance penalties. Understanding local codes before you build. Zoning laws vary by location, but some common regulations apply to most areas. Before starting your project, it's essential to check your local zoning code to ensure you stay compliant. Common zoning requirements for detached garages. Most areas enforce regulations on setbacks, minimum distance a garage must be from property lines and other structures. Height restrictions. Some areas limit the height of detached garages, especially if they include second-story lofts or living spaces. Maximum garage size. Local codes often cap the square footage of detached structures to maintain balance within a residential area. Usage limitations. In many zones, detached garages are strictly for storage or vehicle parking and cannot be converted into living spaces without additional permits. How zoning varies by area. Different zoning rules apply depending on the area. Residential versus commercial zones. In residential areas, detached garages usually come with more restrictions than those in commercial zones. While businesses might have the flexibility to build larger storage or workshop spaces, homeowners often need to follow specific rules about garage height, placement, and usage. Residential zoning typically includes setback requirements and design limitations to ensure the garage blends with the neighborhood, whereas commercial zones tend to have fewer restrictions, allowing for bigger, more functional structures. HOA and neighborhood restrictions. If your home is part of an HOA, additional guidelines may dictate the materials, color, and placement of your detached garage. Some HOAs require garages to match the architectural style of the main home, while others may restrict the size or location to maintain uniformity in the neighborhood. To avoid surprises, always check with your city's planning department or HOA before starting construction. Getting approvals up front can save you from costly revisions, fines, or even the removal of a non-compliant structure later. What to expect when applying for a detached garage permit. Getting the right permits before building your detached garage is essential. Here's what to expect during the application process. 5 steps to secure your garage permit research. Local zoning requirements. Start by reviewing your city or county's zoning ordinances to ensure your garage meets all size, height, and setback requirements. Prepare required documents. Gather necessary paperwork such as site plans, blueprints, and structural details. Submit your application. Apply for the necessary building permits at your local building department. Some municipalities allow online submissions, while others require in-person visits. Schedule inspections. Throughout construction, inspections may be required to verify compliance with zoning codes and safety standards. Receive final approval. Once the garage is built and all inspections are passed, you'll receive official approval confirming your project meets all legal requirements. What documents do you need for a garage permit? Permit requirements vary by location, but often include a site plan, a detailed drawing showing garage placement, setbacks, and surrounding structures. Structural plans, blueprints outlining dimensions, materials, and construction details. Compliance documentation, proof that the garage meets building codes, including fire safety and stormwater drainage requirements. Securing these permits in advance ensures a smooth construction process and prevents legal headaches down the road. Get your garage approved faster with these pro tips. Delays in the approval process can push back your timeline. Use these tips to speed up the process. Essential prep tips. Double-check documents. Ensure all required paperwork is accurate and complete before submitting your application. Missing information can cause unnecessary delays. Consult local authorities. Reach out to your city's planning department early in the process for guidance on zoning requirements and permits. This can help prevent mistakes that lead to setbacks. Avoid common permit mistakes. Follow local codes closely. Before finalizing your garage design or purchase, confirm that it meets all zoning and building code requirements to avoid last-minute changes. Hire an experienced contractor. A professional builder familiar with local permit requirements can help streamline the approval process and ensure compliance. Taking the time to prepare thoroughly will save you time, money, and frustration when investing in your detached garage. Start your garage project the right way. Do you need a permit to build a detached garage? Yes. Navigating zoning laws and permit requirements may seem overwhelming, but taking the time to do it right ensures a smoother building process and protects your investment. By understanding local regulations, preparing proper documentation, and following best practices for approval, you can avoid costly mistakes and keep your detached garage project on track. Before you invest, consult your local zoning office and consider working with experienced professionals to make the process easier. If you're ready to explore your garage options, download our garage buying guide to learn more about planning and building the perfect detached garage for your needs.